are so thankful to be here this morning. Amen. Estamos contentos de estar aquí en este día. In your bulletin, you will have the sermon outline. Van a tener la guía del sermón en el boletín. And let me ask you, when you hear the phrase, the ultimate priority, cuando ustedes escuchan la frase, la máxima prioridad, what is the ultimate priority in your life? ¿Cuál es la máxima prioridad en tu vida? You know, this is the Christmas season coming up. This is el tiempo de Navidad. This is Advent season. Advent starts next Sunday. El advenimiento comienza el próximo domingo. For those of you that don't know what Advent means, it means coming. Advenimiento significa la venida. And so we remember the first coming of Jesus. Recordamos la primera venida de Jesús. But we also look forward to the second coming. Pero también estamos mirando adelante a su segunda venida. And a lot of people during this time are not going to be focused on Jesus. Muchos no van a estar enfocados en Jesús. They're going to be focused on lights and luces, on gifts and regalos, on parties and fiestas, maybe too much eggnog. Tal vez van a tomar demasiado de eso que no tomamos nosotros los latinos, que se llama eggnog. No lo recomiendo, pero existen herramientas. But anyway, we have all these things that people are focused on, right? People's priorities are somewhere else during this time. Mucha gente su prioridad está en otro lugar. So, what is your ultimate priority? ¿Cuál es tu máxima prioridad? During this season, durante esta época, and even in your life, the only thing we... Well, I don't want to talk about that today. See, this was the title of a book written by John MacArthur. Es el título de un libro que escribió el Pastor MacArthur. I just like the title, it was called Título. Thought it was appropriate for the message today. Sentí que iba a ser apropiado para el mensaje, because the message today is all about worship. El mensaje de hoy se trata de la adoración. What is true worship? ¿Qué es la verdadera adoración? We need to know as children of God what true worship is, right? Yes? Okay, maybe two people are convinced. Necesitamos saber como hijos de Dios lo que es la verdadera adoración, ¿no? Amén? ¿Sí? All right. So we're going to get into our Bibles. Vamos a abrir nuestra Biblia. John chapter 4, verse 20 to 24. Vamos a ir a Juan, capítulo 4, versículo 20 a 24. As we continue to go deeper and higher, mientras seguimos yendo algo y profundo. That's been our theme this year. Ha sido nuestro tema este año. It's been such a great year in the book of Colossians. Ha sido un gran año en el libro de Colosenses. And as we're wrapping up the year, aquí que estamos terminando el año, I can find nothing better than to talk about what true worship is. No puedo encontrar mejor que hablar de lo que es la verdadera adoración. Because there's no way to go deeper and higher without truly worshiping God the way He says. No podemos ir más alto y profundo si no somos adoradores que adoran al Señor como Él dice. So, in your Bibles, en tus Biblias, John chapter 4, Juan capítulo 4. I'm not sure what happened to that slide, but it says John 4, 20 to 24. Juan capítulo 4, 20 to 24. Would you follow along there in your Bible? Sigan en su Biblia. And this is a conversation that Jesus is having with the Samaritan woman at the well. How many of you remember that account in the Bible? ¿Cuánto recuerdan la mujer samaritana y la conversación que tuvo con Jesús en el pozo? Amén. This was a woman that had had many husbands. Había tenido muchos esposos. She was currently with someone she wasn't even married to. Estaba con alguien porque ni estaba casada. And she had this deep conversation with Jesus. Tuvo esta encuentro, conversación profundo con Jesús. It transformed her life. Transformó su vida. But a part of this conversation is centered on the heart of worship. Parte de la conversación está centrada en el corazón de la oración. So read with me. As we begin to read in verse 20, this woman is saying to Jesus, en el versículo 20, esta mujer samaritana está hablando con Jesús y le dice, our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Nuestros antepasados adoraron en este monte, pero ustedes, los judíos, dicen que el lugar donde debemos adorar está en Jerusalén. 21, woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. 21, créame, mujer, que se acerca la hora en que ni en este monte ni en Jerusalén adorarán ustedes al Padre. 22, you Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. 22, ahora ustedes adoran lo que no conocen, nosotros adoramos lo que conocemos, porque la salvación proviene de los judíos. 23, the time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. 23, pero se acerca la hora y ha llegado ya en que los verdaderos adoradores rendirán culto al Padre en espíritu y en verdad, porque así quiere el Padre que sean los que le adoren. 24, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. 24, Dios es espíritu y quienes lo adoran deben hacerlo en espíritu y en verdad. It is so important. I first got to look it off in Spanish. It's so important that we understand what true worship is. Es tan importante que entendamos lo que es la verdadera adoración. This morning, the first point of the message is the message was God seeks true worshipers. Dios está buscando verdaderos adoradores. You can write it down if you want to. Lo pueden escribir ahí. God is seeking true worshipers. Dios está buscando verdaderos adoradores. What does that mean? ¿Qué significa? Well, first of all, as we look at that, I want us to look at a definition that I wrote there, that I put there in the outline. I thought it was a good definition. Encontré una buena definición. And this is John MacArthur, his definition. Es una definición de John MacArthur. Pastor who's written a lot of books, has escrito muchos libros, and that's not why I'm putting it up. I just think it's a very good definition. No lo pongo por esa razón, pero simplemente porque es una buena definición. And it says there, worship is our innermost being responding with praise for all that God is. Through our attitudes, actions, thoughts, and words, based on the truth of God as he has revealed. La adoración es nuestro ser más íntimo respondiendo con alabanza por todo lo que Dios es a través de nuestras actitudes, acciones, pensamientos y palabras basadas en la verdad de Dios tal como él lo ha revelado. So let's get into this. Entremos a esto. True worship starts with our innermost being. Comienza con lo más íntimo de nosotros, but it's in response to who God, to what he has revealed. Pero está en respuesta a lo que Dios ha revelado de mismo. We cannot worship without, have true worship without God revealing himself to us. No podemos tener verdadera adoración sin que Dios se revele a nosotros. Because if we don't know him, then what we're worshiping is something else. It's an idea. It's what people say. Porque si no, estamos simplemente adorando una idea, lo que dicen los demás. God reveals himself and then we worship him as he reveals. Dios se revela y nosotros adoramos a quien él se ha revelado. When the woman encountered Jesus, she was able to finally worship when she knew who God really was. When she knew who Jesus really was, she was able to respond. Cuando esa mujer samaritana estaba con Jesús, ella no pudo verdaderamente adorar hasta que ya entendió quién era Jesús, hasta que ya entendió quién es Dios. So we must also know who God is. Tenemos que conocer a Dios. You cannot worship God if you don't know him. Amen. No puedes adorar a Dios si no lo conoces. It's so important that we know him. Es tan importante que lo conozcamos. And how do we worship him? We respond. Respondemos, right? We don't go, oh, that's cool, God is great. Qué bien, Dios es bueno. And we just go about our lives. Y seguimos nuestra vida. No, when you are worshiping God, it affects your life. Cuando tú adoras a Dios, afecta tu vida. And what does it affect? It affects our attitudes, our actions, our thoughts, our words. Afecta nuestras actitudes, nuestras acciones, pensamientos y palabras. They can never be the same when you start truly worshiping God. Nunca puede ser igual cuando verdaderamente adoramos a Dios. Do you want to worship God? ¿Quieres adorar al Señor? Because it's going to change your life. A transformar tu vida. You cannot passively worship God. No puedes adorar a Dios pasivamente. See, worship is active. La adoración es activa. And I want to get into this a little bit more. See, a part of worship is that God created us to worship Him. Dios nos ha creado para adorarlo. God has created us to worship Him. Dios nos ha creado para adorarlo. It's so important that we understand this. I want to do something which might seem a little strange. Like, well, how is this connected? But I want us to look to Matthew 22. Iremos a Mateo 22. And I don't say strange because on the surface when I go, well, how is this connected? A veces decimos extraño, ¿cómo está conectado? But Jesus speaks to this. Jesús habla de esto. Matthew 22:36-40. See, they would come to Jesus with these questions. Venían a Jesús con estas preguntas. They wanted to try to catch him. Querían tratar de agarrarlo. They wanted to trap him. Lo querían atrapar. They wanted him to say something wrong. Quería que él dijera algo malo. And so they asked him questions. Lo hacían preguntas. And these were experts on the law. Eran expertos en la ley. And they would ask him, what is the greatest commandment? ¿Cuál es el mandamiento más importante? Right? You know? And in essence, this is really a question of purpose. ¿Cuál es el propósito? Why did God create us? ¿Por qué nos ha hecho el Señor? And we see that Jesus answers so wisely. Él contesta tan sabiamente, poderosamente. And he answers, right? We see in verse 36, teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Maestro, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más importante de la ley? And Jesus says in 37, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Ama al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con todo tu ser, y con todo tu mente, le respondió Jesús. This is the first and greatest commandment. Este es el primero y el más importante de los mandamientos. What is Jesus talking about? He's talking about worship. El Señor Jesús está hablando de la adoración. You can't worship God if you don't love Him. No puedes adorar a Dios si no lo amas. And you worship Him with everything, with all of what you have. Lo adoras con todo lo que tienes. With all of your mind, con toda tu mente. With all of your strength, con toda tu fuerza. Right? With all of your heart, with todo tu corazón, with all of what you have, con todo lo que quieres, con todo lo que tienes. Can you worship God halfway? ¿Puedes adorar a Dios a medias? According to Jesus, you can. You want to know what the most important thing is? You want to know what the ultimate priority is? ¿Quieres saber la máxima prioridad for our lives? It's to worship God. Es adorar al Señor, which means to love Him. Significa amarlo. With all of what we have. Con todo lo que tenemos. Let's be honest. We all struggle in our humanity. Todos luchamos por nuestra humanidad. Because there are moments where we hold back parts of who we are. Hay momentos en que detenemos partes de lo que somos. And we don't always give God everything. Y no siempre le damos todo. But our prayer should be that every day the Lord would help us to surrender every part of our life. Nuestra oración debe ser, Señor, ayúdame a entregar cada parte de mi vida. I don't want to hold back. Yo no me quiero detener. I want to love you completely. Te quiero amar completamente. I want to love you with all my heart, mind, and strength. Te quiero amar con todo mi mente, mi corazón, con mis fuerzas. With all that you've given me, con todo lo que me has dado. Are you holding something back from the Lord? In your worship. Because if you can't give it to God, then there's no place for it in your life. Porque si no se lo puedes dar al Señor, no hay lugar en tu vida para eso. Whether it's a person or something in your life, sea una persona o algo en tu vida, an attitude, una actitud. Can God be glorified? God can't be glorified si Dios no puede ser glorificado. It doesn't belong in your life. No pertenece en tu vida. Can God give the glory? ¿Puede recibir la gloria del Señor? If He can't, it doesn't belong. Say, Lord, I
I give it to you, then okay. Because there's things in our life that need to be cut off. Because it affects our worship. And what is worship? It should be our ultimate priority, right? La adoración debe ser nuestra prioridad máxima. Máxima.
It's not how many books we read. No es cuántos libros leemos. It's not how much money we make. No, no es cuánto dinero hago. It's not how famous we become. No se trata de cómo de famoso soy. Our priority isn't how much knowledge. Nuestra prioridad no es cuánto conocimiento. It's worshiping God with everything that we have. Es adorar a Dios con todo lo que tenemos. Lord, help me to make that my priority.
Señor, ayúdame a hacer eso mi prioridad. That needs to be our prayer every day. Debe ser nuestra oración cada día. When we wake up in the morning, the Holy Spirit, help me that. That you be the priority. And you know what he says about me now. Not my agenda. No mi agenda. Not my phone. No mi teléfono. Not my bank account. No mi cuenta bancaria. Not who likes me or doesn't like me. No quien le caigo bien y quien le caigo mal. But you, Lord! You're the priority. Tú eres la prioridad. Change my heart to match that priority. Cambia mi corazón para ir y conectado con esa prioridad. That's true worship. That's what God means. Esa es la verdadera oración. Es lo que Dios quiere.
He's not just interested in the music. Él no solo está interesado en la música. Sometimes we reduce worship to music. A veces reducimos la adoración a la música. And music is a gift. La música es un regalo. Es beautiful. Es bellísimo. It can be used for God as an instrument. Puede ser usado para hacerlo como instrumento. But it can also be used for evil. Pero también puede ser usado para maldad. And to separate people from God. Separar a gente de Dios.
Because let me tell you something. Everyone was designed to worship. Todos han sido diseñados para adorar. The question is, who are you going to worship? La pregunta verdadera es, ¿quién vas a adorar?
You're going to worship somebody.
¿Vas a adorar a alguien? Or will you worship the true living God? ¿Pero vas a adorar al verdadero Dios? You know, Israel, they worship. Israel adoraba. And they have something that's called the Shema in Hebrew. And the Shema recognizes that there is one God. Shema es algo que reconoce que solo hay un Dios. And they would always say this to begin. They still do. Todavía lo hacen cuando comienzan su adoración. They recognize there's one God. Solo hay un Dios. And that his name is blessed. Su nombre es bendecido. And they recognize this. And they say what Jesus says here. Y dicen lo que dice Jesús. Jesus summarized the Shema in this one thing. Love God with everything. Jesús hizo todo el repaso con esa frase. Amar Dios con todo. Eso es el verdadero Shema. It's not just words. No solo son palabras. It's everything, Jesús. And again, it's gotta be there. And this is for all of us. For me too. Es para mí también. Another point which is interesting. If we don't realize how important worship is. Si no realizamos qué importante es la oración. How many of you like songs in the Bible? ¿Cuántos les encanta el libro de Salmos? You know that's the biggest book in the Bible. Es el libro más grande en la Biblia. It's how many chapters? ¿Cuántos capítulos? Let's see, good spirits. 150. And that was the song book, the prayer book of Israel. Ese era el libro de adoración y de cantos para el pueblo de Israel. And that book is all about worship. Ese libro se trata de la adoración. But like Sister Anna said, worship without prayer is not powerful. Doesn't have power. La adoración sin la oración no tiene poder. It doesn't transform, no transforma. That's why music is an instrument, but it's not the priority. La música es un instrumento, pero no es la prioridad. There's some people like, oh man, they got the great band and they sound so good. Tienen ese equipazo y suenan tan bien. But where is their heart? ¿Dónde está su corazón? The Lord isn't impressed by how good the music is. El Señor no está impresionado por lo bueno que es la música. He's impressed by our heart that wants to please Him. Él está impresionado por nuestro corazón que quiere agradarlo. Lord, I want to worship You with everything. Te quiero adorar con todo. You know, years ago, I was in a church when I was saved. Valley Baptist Church in San Francisco. La iglesia donde yo fui salvo. I was 9 years. And I would go to this little church when I was up again. It was multi-ethnic too. Multi-ethnic. Interesting. I was saved in a multi-ethnic church, and now I'm pastoring a multi-ethnic church. Right? Fui salvo de una iglesia multi-ethnic, y ahora estoy pastoreando una iglesia multi-ethnic. And there was two people in that church that would always touch my heart. There were other people, but these two were special. Habían dos que siempre me tocaron el corazón especialmente. And it was Ricky and Ruthie. Ricky and Ruthie. See, they were special needs. They eran necesidades especiales. They were slow, eran despacios. But they were always in the back handing out the bulletins. Como siempre estaban dando el boletín. With a smile, con una sonrisa. And sometimes Ricky would come up and worship, and a part of worship, that he would come up as a part of worship, and venía como parte de la oración, and he would bring spoons. Él sacaba sus, ayúdame, spoons?
Cucharas.
I don't know why I struggle with that word, always. Tenedores y cucharas. And he'd take out his spoons, and he'd start playing for the Lord. De los cucharas. And he would do it with all his heart. And I can't even tell you that it was necessarily good. Yo no puedo decirte que necesariamente se escuchaba bien. But it would touch you. How much more did it touch God's heart? ¿Cuánto más le tocaba el corazón? Or how much does it touch God's heart when we truly come to Him and worship Him? ¿Cuánto toca el corazón del Señor cuando verdaderamente venimos a adorarlo? And not just here, but also around here. We're going to touch on that in just a moment. Because sometimes we limit God to just this place or a place. A veces limitamos a Dios a solo un lugar. But God's not limited to a place. Dios no está limitado a un lugar. At the same time that we see that God wants true worshipers that quieren verdaderos adoradores, that also means that there's false worshipers. Hay adoradores falsos. Kind of a sad and even scary thought. Un pensamiento triste, pero aún hasta da miedo hasta cierto punto. But you don't need to be worried if you're a child of God. No tienes que preocuparte si eres hijo de Dios. Let me tell you the evidence of a false worshiper. Déjame darles la evidencia de un falso adorador. Matthew 15:8. Jesus called it out. Jesús lo dijo. It's so important. And the Shema, by the way, if you want to read it in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Si lo quieren leer el Shema en el Antiguo Testamento, Deuteronomy 6:4-9. You can write that down and read it later. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Deuteronomy 6:4-9 is where you'll find the Shema. It's so important. And I love the Shema too. I know I'm kind of going back, but it's hear. Hear, O Israel. Escucha, Israel. But it's not just listen with your ear, but listen with your heart. No solo escucha con tus oídos, pero tu corazón. Right? That's how God wants us to worship Him. Si quiere el Señor, que lo adoremos. But here we go. Matthew 15:8. Everybody there? Mateo 15:8. Todos ahí? These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And then the next verse, 9. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. Mateo 15:8. Este pueblo me honra con los labios, pero su corazón está lejos de mí. Y el 9 también lo pueden apuntar. En vano me adoran. Sus enseñanzas no son más que reglas humanas. That's sad. That's false worship. This is a lesson. See, people sometimes think, if I just make a lot of noise,
Se habla mucha bulla.
That will impress God.
Now, can we ever be loud in worship?
Sure.
¿Podemos tener mucho sonido en la adoración?
Sure. But you know, we can also worship in silence. Puedes hablar sin silencio.
You know, the Quakers would get it.
And some other Christians would criticize it. They just sit
there. Otros cristianos lo criticaban a los Quakers.
Porque eran los hermanos que les encantaban hablar en silencio.
Who are we to judge another person's worship?
¿Quién somos nosotros para juzgar la adoración de alguien?
Well, we better be in our hearts
sure
that we're focused on the Lord.
Nosotros en nuestros corazones debemos estar seguros que estamos enfocados en el Señor.
Not what people think. No lo que piensa la gente, but Lord, what do you think? ¿Qué piensas tú, Señor? I want to please you.
Te quiero agradar a ti.
So whether you're in silence, estás en silencio, whether your hands are raised, estás levantando tus manos, whether you're singing, estás cantando, whether you're praying, estás orando, or you're
telling someone about Jesus, which is that someone to. Or serving is again, you can worship God with your life. Did you know that? You can ball for Jesus.
You can play
this without basketball. Football. You can be out there praising God. Bless our God. In your job, you can God. And in your music, make sure you're recognizing God. And if there's music that doesn't line up, then you pray about it and say, Lord, what do I need to give you? Especially young people, I know you have a temptation. It's hard, right?
Los jóvenes, es difícil. Que nuestra música se alinee, pero que es difícil, porque los jóvenes,
the temptation is, oh, that beat is so good.
Ese ritmo está tan rico.
And you're not even paying attention to the words. Y ni estás poniendo la atención a la palabra.
But the words matter.
Las palabras son importantes.
Because they're feeding your soul.
Están dando lo que está hablando.
So what are you feeding your soul?
Same thing with our eye.
What are we watching? And all of us, not just young people, need to pray about that. Because they came up with something called Netflix. And oh boy, the temptation is right there. Right there.
La tentación ahí está, en el Netflix.
What are we going to do? And all of us have to pray about it. Todos tenemos que orar.
Lord, is there something I need to change in what I consume?
Hay algo que tengo que cambiar en tu vida.
And ask the Lord.
Pregunta al Señor. The Holy Spirit will bring the conviction. Not me.
El Espíritu Santo te va a la convicción.
No, no. Because when nobody's watching, that's when we need the Lord to help us.
Cuando nadie está mirando, es cuando necesitamos al Señor.
Why?
Because we want to please men, the rules of men.
Porque queremos agradar al hombre, la regla de Dios.
We want to please God.
Amen?
And we want to truly worship Him in heaven.
Y lo queremos en la. So pray for me too.
Pray for me too.
Because pastor has choices to make too.
Ora por mí también.
Pastor también.
Que escoger bien.
Because what I'm being fed with is what I'm going to feed you.
Lo que yo me alimento es como lo voy a alimentar.
I better be good, right?
Tengo que comer buenas cosas.
So, worship. True worshipers are not focused on location.
And believe it or not, we're almost done.
Verdaderos adoradores no están enfocados en la ubicación. And I'm going to get more into this in the next part. Okay?
Voy a seguir hablando de esto en la siguiente parte.
In 2 weeks, because we're going to take break next week.
Dos semanas, porque vamos a descansar.
La semana que viene, el hermano va a traer el mensaje.
But I want you to think about this.
Look at verse 21, John 4:21.
Juan 4:21.
And look at what Jesus said to the woman.
Mira lo que le dijo Jesús a la mujer.
Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
21, créeme, mujer, que se acerca la hora que ni en este monte ni en Jerusalén adorarán ustedes al Padre.
See, there was a big argument between the Samaritans and the Jews
Había gran argumento entre los samaritanos y los judíos. The Samaritans said, no, it's in this mountain right here. This is the holy mountain.
Los samaritanos decían, no, esta montaña es el lugar santo.
This is the place you have to worship God. Aquí es donde tienes que adorar al Señor.
They were focused on location. Estabas enfocado en el local, la ubicación.
And the Jews would say, no, Jerusalem, Jerusalén, that's the place. Ese es el lugar.
Jesus said, the time is coming. Viene un momento de Jesús. It's not about location.
Ya no se va a tratar de ubicación donde.
It won't be about just the building.
No solo se trata de el edificio.
Yes, can we separate places? Is this a special place because we've set it apart from the Lord?
Yes.
¿Es un lugar especial porque lo hemos apartado para el Señor?
Sí.
But is this the only place we should worship God?
¿Es el único lugar que podemos adorar a Dios?
It's not about location. True worshipers don't focus on location.
Verdaderos adoradores no se enfocan en el local, en la ubicación.
They focus on God.
Se enfocan en Dios.
I can worship God anywhere.
Say it with me.
I can worship God anywhere.
Dígalo conmigo. Puedo adorar a Dios en cualquier lugar.
Amen. Be a true worshipper.
Sea un verdadero adorador.
Worship God everywhere you are.
Adora a Dios en todas partes.
And if you can't worship God somewhere, don't go there.
Si no puedes adorar a Dios en algún lugar, no vayas ahí.
Walk out of that.
Salir de ese Dios.
You don't have to answer a man.
Tú no le tienes que responder a
Dios. You have to answer God.
Tienes que responder a Dios.
There are moments in my life where I have had to get up and leave something
because the Holy Spirit tells me to leave.
Hay momentos en mi vida que me he tenido que parar y salir de mi vida porque el Espíritu Santo me dice que vaya.
This place is not for you.
And there's times that I failed to, and momentos que he fracasado,
and that's when I have suffered.
Y es ahí es cuando he sufrido.
But God doesn't want us to suffer.
He wants us to live in true worship.
He quiere que vivamos en verdadera
adoración.
And when we do, our life is abundant.
Y cuando hacemos nuestra vida es abundante.
Because He is the priority.
Él es la prioridad.
And when He becomes clear, everything becomes clear.
Did you know that?
When God becomes clearer to you, everything becomes clearer to you.
Cuando Dios se hace más clarito para nosotros,
todo lo demás en nuestra vida se hace más claro.
¿Es verdad?
When God is less clear, when we're not focused on Him, cuando Él no es claro, things are not clear.
Cuando Él no está clarito, nítido, que lo podemos ver bien,
lo demás no está claro.
Focus on God.
Last thing,
true worshipers are not focused on outward forms.
Verdaderos adoradores no están enfocados en cosas externas.
And again, I will develop these ideas even more in the next part.
Voy a desarrollar esto aún más.
Because Jesus talked about worshiping in spirit and in truth.
And that's a part of this, and I will develop it more.
Jesús habló de adorar en espíritu y verdad.
Y yo voy a desarrollarlo más.
But I want to give you just the beginning.
Solo lo comienzo.
Look at John 4:23.
Read it Juan 2:4:23.
Jesus says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks.
23, pero se acerca la hora y ha llegado ya en que los verdaderos adoradores rendirán culto al Padre en espíritu y verdad. Así que el Padre que seamos que
Jesus had ushered in this time.
Jesus,
Jesús trajo desde aquí.
Jesus, His life, la vida de Él.
Before this time, it was different.
Antes de este tiempo, era diferente.
It was about location.
Sí se trataba de la ubicación.
And it was about external forms.
Y era de cosas externas.
The sacrifices in the temple, los sacrificios en el templo,
those were very important parts of worship.
Eran cosas muy importantes en la adoración.
But Jesus said, time has now come. Ya vino el tiempo. It's not going to be about the external forms. Ya no se va a enfocar en las cosas externas. Because a lot of people, when they think worship, they think external. Muchos cuando piensan en la oración, piensan externo.
What am I doing with my hands?
¿Qué hago con mis manos? Porque si va a destruir, estás enfocado en la
I'm not a good singer. No soy muy cantante. Stop it. That's the external. Para de pensar así. Eso es externo.
Some people go, I don't have a lot of money. No tengo mucha plata. You're focusing on yourself. That's the external.
Now, is it important to honor God with the billetera?
Yeah, billetera. Huh?
You were billetera.
Is it important? ¿Es importante honrar a Dios?
Yes.
But that's not the focus. That's not the focus. Your heart is the focus. If your heart is right with God, this will be right with God.
Si tu corazón está bien con Dios, esto va a estar bien con Dios.
But here's the point. Too many people are focused on the external. Muchos están enfocados en el externo. The focus becomes the thinking that the focus will send you back. Your heart with God. Tu corazón con Dios. That's the spirit part. Esa es la parte del espíritu. The true part is who God is. La parte de verdad es quien es Dios. I'm going to get into that next time. No voy a meter eso en la próxima. But the focus is not in the external forms. That's what we're focused on. Time and
oh, we use a tambourine in our church. We're more holy. Nosotros usamos la... ¿Cómo se llama la? Tambor. Y somos más santos. Oh, we don't use drums at our church, so we're holier. No usamos nosotros la batería, no sé, somos más santos. Or we use it and we're holier, or no usamos. Or your worship is dead because you don't use instruments. No, la adoración es muerta porque no usan instrumentos. Wrong, equivocados.
That's the focus on the external. Eso es enfocarse en el externo. Where's your heart? ¿Dónde está tu corazón? I'm going back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you.
Ese canto. Estoy regresando al corazón de la oración y se trata todo de ti.
Matthew Redman, I think that's who wrote it. The Mount Redman.
And you know why he wrote that song? Sam, okay, you know that song?
Because his church had become too focused on the music. Su iglesia se había enfocado demasiado en la música.
They were so focused on music, they had forgotten about the Lord.
Estaban tan enfocados en la música que se olvidaron del Señor.
And you know what they decided to do?
They weren't going to play any music for as long as it took to get their focus back on God.
Y decidieron no tocar música por todo el tiempo que se necesitaba hasta que su enfoque regresara.
Is music bad? No.
Para la música, no.
Can it be a part of worship? ¿Puede ser parte de la adoración?
Sí.
But again, it's an external. It's something that what matters more is your heart towards God. What matters is your corazón.
Is your heart open?
¿Está abierto tu corazón?
Lord, my heart is open to you.
Have you told God that?
Señor, mi corazón está abierto.
What do you want?
Again.
Have you given your family to God?
¿Has entregado tu familia?
Have you given your marriage to God?
¿Has entregado tu matrimonio?
Have you said, I surrender?
Yo me rindo.
Because that matters.
Eso es importante.
Let's not focus during this season on what's not important. Let's make true worship our ultimate.
No nos enfoquemos en lo que no es importante en este tiempo y en nuestras vidas.
Hagamos la oración nuestra máxima prioridad.
Not just during this Advent season,
no solo durante este tiempo de Advent,
which is important, es importante,
but the rest of our lives, the rest of our vidas.
Amen.
I'm going to reveal to you the theme for next year, our church theme.
Voy a revelar el lema del año que viene.
This year was deeper and higher. Este año era alto y profundo. And next year is let's get ready. Preparemos. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. If we're going to get ready, we have to truly worship God. Si nos vamos a preparar, tenemos que verdaderamente adorar al Señor. The Lord wants us to get ready for His return. El Señor quiere que nos preparemos para su regreso. And He wants to use us to help other people get prepared. Y quiere usarnos para ayudar a otros. And He wants us to get ready to serve Him. Y quiere prepararnos para servir. And He wants us to get ready to bless our families. Y quiere que nos preparemos para la misión para nuestras familias. We have to be serious about worship. Pero tenemos que ser serios sobre la adoración. We can't play church. No podemos jugar a la iglesia. It's about worship. In spirit and in truth. En espíritu y verdad. La adoración. And God will move like He's never moved in this church and in our lives. Y Dios se va a mover como nunca ha movido en nuestra iglesia y en nuestras vidas. I guarantee you that because of Him. If you're here this morning, it's probably because your heart is one. Please don't look at me about that. Si estás aquí en esta mañana, a lo mejor es porque sí estás buscando el Señor y quieres escuchar. Y eso me alegra mucho. We're not here to throw stones. Estamos aquí para jugar. Yeah. Or for you to feel like, oh man, I've made mistakes. Or the angel of words, there's no hope for me, no esperanza para mí. No. You're here because there is hope for you. Estás aquí porque sí hay esperanza. And you can become a better worshiper. Puede ser un mejor adorador. If you need to give yourself to Him, to pray up and sing. Right now, just you and the Lord, solo tú y el Señor. You tell the Lord, Lord, my heart is open. Señor, mi corazón está abierto. I want to be a true worshiper. Quiero ser un verdadero adorador. In spirit and in truth. En espíritu y verdad. In my thoughts, in my actions, in mis pensamientos, mis acciones. In everything that I am, in todo lo que soy. I want to love you with everything. Quiero amarte con todo. Because I know that's what you want. Lo que sea lo que es. Eso es lo que quiero. Thank you for your forgiveness through your Son Jesus. Gracias por tu perdón a través de Jesús. I rest in Jesus. Descanso en Jesús. And if you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, y nunca te has entregado al Señor, come now, then. Give your life to Him. Entrega tu vida. Because there's no way to be a true worshiper without Jesus being the Lord of your life. No hay manera de ser verdadero adorador si Jesús no está como Señor de tu corazón. En el trono de tu corazón, ¿quién se sienta? ¿Jesús o tú? Who is sitting in the throne of your heart? Jesus or someone else? Vamos a ver. I'm going to be silent for a little bit and let you pray. And then pray. Yo voy a callar un poco de la tierra.